Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series.
You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Gene Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Watch Hacks, streaming exclusively on Max, and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elia Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Motherfucking mini episode. Motherfucking mini episode.
Yep. There it is, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another phenomenal mini episode of My Mama Told Me,
the podcast where we dive deep into the pockets of Black conspiracy. I'm trying my best.
It's the motherfucking remix.
I get nervous when we start.
No, it's okay. And we finally worked to prove the conspiracies that you, the listener, have at home. This is a very high pressure situation. It's like when you come out of the fucking back in your warm-ups, like, yeah. And people are screaming and shit.
Yeah. It's like coming out of the tunnel.
Yeah. And you're like, I think I know how to play basketball, but I don't know if I know how to play it like this.
And then you see one person with a sign that says, like, Langston sucks, and you get in your head.
Yeah, it's like, oh, fuck you, Langston. It's like, whoa.
Specific.
Y'all can do that?
Yeah. I'm the third point guard.
Yeah. Why do you hate me so much? Yeah. I'm not the face of this team.
That's how it feels. We soldier on. Onward and
yeah, upward. And listen, we have to soldier on because we're dealing with the conspiracies of our listeners. And today specifically, we got an email from a person named Marcus.
Before, though, as per Olivia, I just do want to say, right. I was in the streets. Shout out to my friend Rayshawn. She's just Black, but she has biracial siblings. And her biracial siblings from her Black father, all with different white mothers, I believe, all got ass.
Damn.
She said every one of them bitches got ass.
Damn. So the theory remains.
The theory remains that Black fathers
make
are
big
giving
booties.
Up that ass.
Damn.
No, that's not the best way to say it.
Black fathers are giving up that ass. Call me now. I don't know why that's a commercial.
Yo, Miss Cleo.
Yeah, Miss Cleo's in it for some reason. She comes
call
back
me now for your free food fee.
My father give it to you.
My papa give you a big dunk dunk. I don't know what they're calling that, man.
She didn't either.
That.
She wasn't really Jamaican and she's not with us anymore.
No, she was from Baltimore.
Yeah, that was just a regular-ass Black lady being real offensive in a sweet spot in the 90s where you didn't have to worry about nothing.
No, it was a 1-900 number. You didn't think they were really that race.
No, you knew exactly what Miss Cleo was, and if you pretend otherwise, fuck you.
You knew she was not Jamaican, and you knew they weren't hot and horny girls.
Those were lonely single mothers on the other side of that call.
Which they could have advertised it as such. I still would have dialed in.
There's a bunch of people who would have still called. But we can't. Okay. Our conspiracy, or rather our email, comes from a person named Marcus. Marcus sent us a very aggressive email, top to bottom, I would say very aggressive. And it's the subject is Magic's Killer Johnson. Killer Johnson. He says, "Hey, Langston and David, I know you saw my previous emails, nigga. Don't play with me." And then he just goes into the next thing. He doesn't like stop.
What were his previous emails?
I don't know. This nigga Marcus apparently has been trying to contact us endlessly, and and we just haven't paid him any attention. But he says, "So I watched an HBO show from the 80s show Showtime Lakers, and it reminded me about a conspiracy theory I heard from my wild ass uncle. My mama told me Magic Johnson didn't retire because he contracted HIV. The NBA forced him to retire because his legendarily large Johnson killed a few women and they got tired of covering up the killings."
See, that's why we didn't listen to your other email, Marcus. You got stupid shit to say. Have you been on the internet? If girls could die from huge pipes, Gianna Michaels would have passed in 02. Like, what are you talking about? Jada Fire, you think she would still be alive?
Magic Johnson is splitting women in half. Just up the middle with his giant penis, and the NBA is so tired of these dead women that they force him to retire from this sport.
We got to cover up all these dead women.
Magic, you're killing us, and you're killing these bitches.
Last time you played the Timberwolves.
Half of Minnesota was dead. Dead, Magic.
We're losing bus drivers, PTA presidents. Fry cooks? It's indiscriminate. No, this is insane. No woman got dicked down to death. I'm not going to say no woman, obviously.
I think there's been a few women that got dicked down to death.
Yeah, but I don't think it's common enough. He also played in a basketball game that night.
Yeah, I think the issue is I don't think that it's in the throes of passion that they're dicked down to death. I think it's a man committing tremendous violence against them that they're dicked down to death. I don't think somebody's
thinking pre-existing heart condition.
Yeah, I don't think it's not somebody, but I'm saying it's not somebody just like having a great time and then suddenly they just like die from giant penis.
Things
are going awry from the beginning.
Yeah, if somebody died with a dick in them, you got to look at, it's like the first, you got to look at everything that happened in the 3 hours preceding.
Sure.
And they'll teach you that day one in detective school.
Yeah, you got to solve that case in 48 hours, otherwise it gets harder.
Just like that dick that killed her. No, man, that's insane. You think he killed so many, and also, the NBA could not cover that up. If Magic Johnson killed a woman with his penis, it would get out.
It would get out
immediately.
I think that if nothing else, all the homophobic men who were so sort of thrown off by Magic Johnson's HIV diagnosis because they were calling it a gay disease back then. This is more than enough evidence for them to bring it up, being like, this is proof that he doesn't even have AIDS, that AIDS ain't or HIV, it isn't the thing that you're suggesting. He's not gay. He just loves women more than any of us.
If anything, that rumor is the one thing that could have got him back into the league at that time.
Right. That it's like, no, he doesn't have HIV. He's just got the biggest penis that ever was.
Yeah, he killed these 12 ladies after the Spurs game.
And he's sorry, San Antonio, but
no, he doesn't, you know. Hopefully you'll find a new comptroller.
So this goes on.
Because I think he fucked elected officials.
I will say that I really love that the diversity of the people that he's fucking in your imagination.
Yeah. No, anybody could get it as far as I thought.
But it sounds like not only anybody, but everybody. It sounds like he really is trying to hit all of like the scales of the market. You know what I mean?
My own heart.
Yeah, I respect that. That's pretty cool.
I think it's cooler to fuck a ton of weird people than like a few hot people.
Right. The like to fuck like three models is fine, but to fuck like 68 working class gals from all over the market, that's each, something else.
Each with different attributes and stats.
Ooh, Roberta, she watch your kids.
Let's just say she worked at the Olive Garden because of the unlimited breadsticks. Stuff like that. That's what I'm into.
Hell yeah.
Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series. You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Jean Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with Hacks writer and actor Pat Regan, on how their improv experience helped them when shooting scenes and what it was like writing scripts for specific actors.
You'll also hear from crew members like the costume designers on what it was like creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Hear stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and more. Watch Hacks streaming exclusively on Max and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Wow, thank God for deliverance.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
The additional part that he says, Marcus goes on to say that.
Did he say, P.S., we should be together too?
He does say that. No, he does say, P.S. And then I got nervous that you actually did know what he says. But
no,
he says,
I don't
P.S.
know.
But you may ask, didn't he come back and play again? Yes, I would ask that. And Marcus says, yes, he did. But that's because NBA ratings were dipping from MJ's retirement. Insert Funk Flex bombs.
No, I'm not doing that.
You're not going to give Marcus the Funk Flex drop that he so desperately desires.
Michael Jordan was gone for one season. What are you talking about?
Well, Michael Jordan, I will say that the NBA had to, I would assume, had to have suffered pretty dramatic viewership loss at the hands of Michael Jordan leaving. I don't think that part feels...
Do you think Magic Johnson is the one who would have revived that? Do you think people would have been like, Michael Jordan's gone? Oh, but thank God, Magic. No offense to Magic. He was like 50. He wasn't 50, but he was old as fuck. That, like, he wasn't. That's not
He was definitely older. I will say that Magic left a face of the NBA. And so in that way, if I'm a desperate marketing man, I may not have made the right choice, but I may think if we can't have Michael, Magic is the next best in line. You can't put Isaiah Thomas's grumpy ass as the face. You know what I mean? Like,
who else
is the guy? Scottie Pippen, Jesus Christ, look at him. He ain't doing well, and he's long past his career.
I'd argue he's never been doing that well.
Scotty was struggling from top to bottom.
He's a sad man from Arkansas.
Charles Barkley is going to cuss and gamble on TV.
He's not your hero. He's having sex with prostitutes.
Yeah.
Not that the others weren't, but he's like more brazen about it.
Yeah, he's unreasonable about it.
I always liked Charles Barkley because he looked like a basketball.
It's like when you see a pigeon eating chicken and you're like, oh, you're not supposed to do that.
Yeah,
I don't think you're supposed to do that. That seems
look at
like
that, look at that head.
That seems like we ain't supposed to see
he
that.
He looks like if a basketball could talk. This is your king?
Yeah, I just don't know that the league was necessarily flush with a lot of other opportunities at the time for faces.
No, I don't. And I'm sorry, Marcus. I'm sorry that we haven't reached out, you know. And what's this about? You said you liked to slit your wrist, too. I think that shit is clowning, dog. Come on. How fucked up is you?
Eminem used to spit, man. I know we're in an era. I know we're in an era where everybody is cool to make fun of Eminem. He raps bad, whatever now. But Eminem, he used to have it, baby. Come on. Get that White King his flowers.
I did think that song was deep when I was in the seventh grade.
Dog, I used to think Stan was like, man, he really did it.
He really did.
Bro, he cracked the code.
Also, I am whatever you say I am. Which is, no, you need a better sense of self, my friend.
Yeah, and remember the video was him committing suicide. It was him jumping off of a building.
Yeah.
And then slamming into the ground and then getting up, I think. Like, he couldn't die from his own suicide attempt in the video.
That white guy had a lot of feelings.
Man, he was feeling a lot of stuff back then.
He had a lot of feelings back then.
And now he's pretty numb, and I think that we can tell the difference.
Yeah, I haven't gone back to the well.
No, I can't go back, but man, did I used to sit in the back of my dad's car and listen to him be mean to his ex-wife for hours at a time. Just a man threatening to abuse his family for legit hours.
Oh, yeah. Also his mom. Yeah.
Yeah, he was real.
He has very complicated relationships with women. Really more so than I would say other rappers.
Yeah, that's true. And they don't often, although he took his fair share of flack. What is flack? He took his shit, but I think it was more rooted in his homophobia than it ever was about, like,
yeah,
him
people
just deeply hating his women in general, but the women in his life specifically.
The women closest to him.
Yeah. Damn. Well, Marcus, this jumped off the rails almost immediately. I will say, unlike Bori, I'm not bought into the conspiracy as a whole, but I will say that the part about bringing Magic back during the dip of the NBA makes much more sense to me. That, like, that seems legitimate. Now, whether or not it's because he split women in half is the part where I start to question it a little bit. And it sounds like your uncle is a man who has a bunch of other theories that maybe.
I bet we sit him down. He's got, this isn't even the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah, I don't think this is the one your uncle even believes in the most. I think he's got some other ones that he's much more adamant about.
I think so. I think so.
But I hope this answers your question. I think Magic Johnson probably was a very valuable face for the NBA and worth bringing back. Funk Flex, half a Funk Flex drop on that. And
that's called motherfucking.
That's called motherfucking.
That's what you get.
And I think Magic Johnson had a perfectly healthy penis at a certain time.
I think
time
he fucked a
life.
Lot. I do think he fucked a lot. I think he fucked a lot.
Yeah.
I'm not
no,
saying
I think,
that.
I think he earned whatever he ultimately got in his life.
Well, I don't think that's the way to look at sexually transmitted diseases, Langston.
I think he got the trophy, you know, and I think he worked hard for it.
All right. Well, this has been another mini episode of My Mama Told Me.
Bori, could you tell the people where they can find you? What cool shit you have?
Cool Guy Jokes 87 on Instagram. Come out and see me December 22nd through the 25th at the Jimmy Kimmel Comedy Club in Las Vegas. Thank you guys for coming out to shows too recently. It's been nice. I appreciate it when you come up and say hi.
Hell yeah. And as always, you can follow me at Langston Kerman. I'd love for you to say hi digitally or catch me on the street. I be at Ralph's sometimes. If you catch me, I'll say what's up. And as always, if you want to send us your own conspiracy theories, your own drops, if you want to tell us who you think Magic Johnson fucked to death, please send their names to mymamapod@gmail.com. We would love to hear from you. And that's about it. Bye, bitch.
Motherfucking mini episode. Mini episode. Motherfucking mini episode. Motherfucking mini episode. Mini episode. Motherfucking mini episode.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's been almost 3,000 years, and Greek mythology has proved that it is not going anywhere. But it can be difficult to find entertaining and engaging retellings of these myths that aren't fictionalized. Lucky for you, I'm here. Let's Talk About Myths, Baby is the Greek mythology and ancient history podcast of your dreams. I dive into the convoluted and confusing ancient sources so you don't have to. Listen to Let's Talk About Myths, Baby on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.